because I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is still our anniversary month!
That's right. March is still here.
That's right. March is here.
It's the first day of spring, though.
That's right.
How exciting is that?
I know, the spring awakening.
Do you feel spring as it's only 50 degrees?
No, because let me tell you, when I go to
work... Because I'm wearing a sweatshirt, so I definitely am not feeling the spring.
I'm wearing clothes, too. Well, I am wearing clothes. That sounded weird. Yeah. I am in full clothing, may I just say. I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah, and a robe.
You are in real clothing.
Where were you supposed to go with that?
I was going to say robe, but I realized when I said I'm wearing no clothing, that sounded like I was naked. But I'm not. I am fully clothed.
Yeah.
And no nakedity here. No. We do not promote nakedity.
No, not on the podcast.
Unless you're in the shower, you probably should be naked.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But with that being said, if you're listening to us in the shower,
yeah.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, I was listening to a podcast recently, a Bible one. Big zinger there.
Yeah,
I was in the shower, and I was really, you know, people probably listen to us while they're in the shower.
Okay.
Do you ever think about it sometimes?
Nope, I don't.
Not that I'm thinking about who, you know, that really turned me down. Right?
You know, I love...
There are a lot of things that people, like, someone could be pooping while they're listening to our podcast.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's the thing, that's the risk you take, you know?
That is.
When you put
it's pretty risky. You gotta risk the biscuits.
When you put it out there, you don't know what people are gonna do with it.
While
you know
they're listening.
You know, they could skip.
Oh.
Like, right now, this might be a good part.
Oh, you mean, like, skipping? I was, like, skipping, like, skip.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Exactly.
Skip to the loo. Like, they're going to the potty. Listening to us.
Like, maybe they're skipping down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Maybe they're skipping this part of the podcast.
No, don't you dare skip this part.
To get to the meat of the podcast.
Right. Do you ever think of that? The juicy part.
Yeah, do you ever think somebody is like, oh, this is the boring part?
Somebody had to lean.
This is the boring part of the podcast. Let me move to another
part. Oh, that's rude. You think our weeks are boring? You're boring. How rude.
That's good, too.
That was a pretty great introduction.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
because
I think
it was both
thing,
cayenne
pepper.
It was both off the cuff of your head, and it was also crazy.
Right.
And because this is a podcast... completely out
can't
there.
Redo that, you know?
No,
you can't go back from that.
Well, we're not redoing it because...
Oh, no. We don't have time for that.
If we did redo that, you would just do it even worse.
Yeah, I'd do it even worse. I'd probably say it even more inappropriately.
I can't tell sometimes when you go to do things like that. Are you trying to shock me or are you trying to shock the listeners?
Well, you know, I can't be there in the moment when they're listening.
Yeah, so it's just the shock
of
me.
So it's just you that I got, you know?
I don't know why you do that because my shock usually leads to anger.
Shock. Can't say that too many times. I'm glad that we don't listen to this when our mother's listening or when our father's listening.
Yeah.
Because, see, that would be like, they'd be like, what? Why did you have to say that?
Yeah.
But for me personally.
I feel like they're very used to it now, though.
Yeah. I mean, they live with it. Like, what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, Libby, just don't say that again.
Anytime Libby says something about, have you ever thought about, and I just know, immediately what follows there is, no one has ever thought about it in their entire life.
Yeah.
You have, and you just want to say something to see if you can get some shock out of somebody. Yeah.
I recently just
dun,
did it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, if I start off with, have you ever thought about, you know? And, you know, they usually end it with, no, I haven't, or, yeah, I have. And usually it's always the first one. No, I haven't.
I also especially love it when you start it with someone we've really never spoken to. Like, maybe it's someone we just met.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm trying to act normal. Mm-hmm. It's just like I don't want to let all my cards down yet. But not you. You go exactly into, have you ever thought about what your last meal would be if you were dying? No.
No, I haven't.
No, I don't think they have.
You should think about that more often.
Yeah, if you were on death row, what would your last meal be? And, you know, my next thing to say is, well, why am I on death row?
Right.
And then, you know, that would just lead into what you... Like, sometimes I love to debate it.
Yeah.
But for brand new people, I'm just like, maybe too much.
Maybe too much.
Yeah. Back it up a little.
I usually start pretty light. Like, I usually start, have you ever thought about incest? Or, you know, like...
Have you ever thought about the Mormons?
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
I did that recently to somebody, and they were like,
have you ever watched this documentary on ID? Yeah. That's all light.
Have you ever watched...
That's
under,
all light topics.
Under the Heavenly Banister?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that show?
No.
I think about it every day.
That's your Roman Empire?
That's my Roman Empire.
Do kids still say that nowadays?
Mormons. Murder.
Yeah. Do the kids still say Roman Empire?
I don't know. I don't really know what the kids say these days.
Yeah. But this week we completed our Easter outfits.
Yes, we did. Yes. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Before we go on to
this. I have doubts.
I have a confession to say. That's what I thought you were going to do. I have a confession. We're not confessing anything.
No, absolutely not. I have doubts about my outfit.
Yeah. Oh.
I have doubts about it.
Well, can I tell mine that I don't have doubts about? Okay. And you tricked me into having doubts about it while we were at Ross, which I just want to say, this is not a sponsor. But may I just say my whole outfit, not your whole outfit, okay? My whole outfit came from Ross, not a sponsor, totally 1,000% could be. Like, ring us up sometime.
Okay.
I bought my skirt from Ross, okay? And it's not just any skirt. It is the most magical skirt I've ever found.
Looks like Lisa Frankenstein.
It looks like Lisa Frankenstein. It looks like Wednesday, okay? The new one.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's like the perfect skirt I've ever found.
Yeah.
And I had that, so I had a basin outfit. I was so glad I found a skirt and not a top.
Do you ever feel like, do you ever feel like a kid when
you
get your
outfit? Do you ever think about running away? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Daily.
Often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were you about to say?
Do you ever feel like a kid sometimes when you get your whole outfit at one store?
I feel like a little kid. No, but I feel like you're offending me in some realm. And I'm wrap around and ignore. Because you know what? You're being a bit of a hypocrite!
I don't think I am.
I got my skirt from Ross, okay? What? And I think I got them from two different Rosses. I think I did. I can't remember.
Yes.
And so...
No, I'm not sure.
Our Ross, in where we live, I don't think we can say it.
Yeah, I know. So funny.
I got this Barbie top.
Yes.
And let me just say, the Barbie themes are coming into my spring wear.
Oh, okay.
They are going into my summer wear. They're going into my eternity wear.
Okay, all right.
Not maternity wear.
No, eternity wear. I think.
But you know what? When I'm having a baby, I'll let you know.
The Barbie wear. Okay.
They probably will be Barbie stuff. I have this top that I got that goes with it. It's pink. It's got hearts and it says Barbie on it.
It's very cool.
Very cute. Very love it. Found it. It's perfect. And
yeah.
I also had even my shoes ready.
Yeah.
And then you over here, Miss, I'm so cool. I cannot believe I found my outfit.
Okay.
Katie, what do you do? What do you do?
Well, so, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The outfit, it's cute.
It's not giving.
It's just, it's a little plainer than I wanted it to be. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my jeans.
Are you saying this because my
jeans?
Outfit's a little spicy?
No, it's just that I don't... The whole style this year is just not my thing.
It's bland.
It's very bland.
Tasteless.
And my outfit looks bland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
I think it does. No, but my top is just black. And then I got these cool jeans from TJ Maxx that I love.
So your pants are from TJ Maxx and your top is from H&M, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't feel like it's giving me vibes.
Okay.
I don't know. Like,
you know what I really wanted
to
try this year? I was going to try corset this year. Because that's really
okay.
In. But I decided that's not my route.
A corset is in?
Yeah, it's really in.
Where?
Everywhere, bro. They're all into these medieval days.
Evil days?
Medieval
okay.
days.
Okay.
Yeah. I was really going to try, and then I thought, no. I like my ribcage.
When I was Wanda, when you were Agatha...
You wanted a corset.
I wanted a corset.
You can get them on Amazon. Pretty good price. Not a sponsor. But could be.
I just tucked my shirt in my pants, and you really couldn't tell because I had the jacket, which I thought was a more statement piece. My pins dangling in the mic? Are they bothering you?
No.
Have you ever noticed you're so, like, over the top over the mic? Yet?
I do
like,
not!
You are.
Nuh-uh.
But
it's just as this... That, like that's the sound, and they can hear it, bro. Like, I can see the lines of our sound, and it's just that, man. It's just those clinky noises.
It's my pins,
they're
but not clinky
noises. It's not a constant,
noises.
It's not like this.
You're being rude.
See, that's a pin.
That was one time.
Oh, yeah?
One time. Well, it might have been other times, I'm not sure.
Might have been, I don't know.
But I don't know. And now I have doubt about my Easter outfit, and I don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want a new outfit, but I'm not going to lie. If something speaks to me when I see it, I'm snatching it.
Here we go.
Okay?
Snatching it up.
I am. I'm just not going to even think about it anymore.
Okay. Well.
But I'm very self-conscious about it because last year, when I got my Easter outfit, everybody was wearing it. I don't want an outfit that everybody's wearing.
It's
because
you got it from Target. You got
yes,
it from Target,
well, I
man.
Know.
And I got mine from Gap.
And I loved it. And I was like, so cool. I was like, I'm wearing a romper this year. I won't be able to go to the bathroom for hours.
You have to strip down.
And then it turned out, please stop.
Well, it's true. I wear your romper.
What is it with this topic with you? You started off with a podcast on it. What is it with you?
I won't mention stripping down again. I don't know. Strip down on it. You know.
It's just, I thought I was so cool, and now I don't feel cool at all.
Well, if it
makes and now I just feel plain. I feel like I'm.
And now I feel stupid.
I feel like I'm in Divergent now, where I'm, you know, part of the doubtless crowd.
I think what made me really angry was usually Gap really speaks to my soul.
No, it looked ruddy.
Oh, it looked ruddy. Well, it did.
Cruddy.
It looked
just looked cruddy.
And I think what was annoying was the outfits that I did want were not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like online, if you go online now, if you
maybe
to, like,
it wasn't much better.
No, it was kind of. Also, I understand that, you know, like, oversized stuff is really in, but I like my stuff to fit me.
Yeah,
and also, I don't want everything to be a plain top, you know?
I agree.
And I also don't want my top, bless you. Oh my gosh, you just sneezed on the podcast. Nice. What kind of sneeze was that?
I don't know.
Hold it back, let it loose, baby.
I don't know that I've ever sneezed on the podcast before.
I have sneezed. Yep, I've sneezed and burped. I'm not taking either one.
Oh, yes, you have, and I think I have that episode.
No, you do not.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
But with all that to be said, I'm not sure about my Easter outfit.
To be continued, is what she's trying.
I'm crying about that.
Which Easter is totally not far away or anything.
I know. I hate that Easter's in March.
I don't want to say that my outfit is de bomb, but my outfit is literally a bomb. Like, it's ready to set off.
Okay.
You know?
Wow, we love that you love yourself.
I don't love myself in it.
Okay,
I just love the way it looks.
But you know what I do love?
What do you love, Katie?
I love the Wheel of Makeup!
The Wheel of Makeup!
Okay.
Wow, that was really cool.
Are you trying to make that the introduction?
No, you know, I always try to do like a do 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 do. I don't know. The Wheel of Makeup!
Keep workshopping that.
I'll workshop it.
But we got a winner.
We do! So the, I can't
see. What was
speak.
The wheels?
The wheels? The wheels were turning.
The wheels are burning.
Yes, so the Wheel of Makeup shows makeup trends. And it was from any decade, any time period, any specific thing you wanted to pick for me to do. And you know, you guys tried, you know?
It was a very wide option.
And I totally understand that. But one of you did stand out more than the other. Yeah. Now, I had picked one, but I decided that, you know, we got to go to another one. That's okay, though.
Yeah. Got to listen to the podcast. That seems to be the number one thing.
Hey,
I think we say that's the number one thing.
But hey, if you listen to podcasts now, then you could win the next time.
Yeah.
But so our winner for our makeup trends category was Catherine! Yeah! She's a queen.
Yes.
She picked the trend that I'll be doing. I'm not going to say it.
Not going to spoil it.
Because the makeup look will be coming out this week. So if you're listening now and you've already seen it, then you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Then you've seen it in the future? Is that where we're going?
Nope. You're just late on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we love that for you.
Yeah.
We love it. It's such a queen king thing.
What was her favorite episode?
Her favorite episode was Employers to Lovers.
Okay. A recent one.
A recent one.
Yeah.
We love that. I always want to go in more depth, but then I'm like, you know, I'm going to leave it right there.
Yeah.
Unless they give me more ornate type of like, details. Oh, I love this one because it has da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like the Stephen King one that Dan gave us, he gave me more of a kind of broad statement.
Yeah.
But he gave me the specific
episode. I love the fact that one was picked, the Stephen King one, since that was the one we were like, not worried about per se.
We were a little worried.
We were just like, we're going to express our opinions about this.
And we're totally not going to offend any person.
Even though we started right out of the gate with someone angry about that, we just picked Stephen King.
Right?
Yeah. I love that he picked it.
I love that people get offended by
this. I love controversy.
I love the controversy.
Yeah, it's
but hey, if you want to be like Dan and Catherine, you will get the chance again. The Wheel of Makeup. I'm going to start spinning it just so you know.
All
right. It's spinning right now. It's spinning.
I can only do that for so long.
I know. I'm trying. Disney Sidekicks. Why are you laughing?
I think this is such. I don't know.
So, the category.
I don't know why you picked this one. I don't know why.
So, the category is Disney Sidekicks.
Like a food.
Okay, you're done. So, the category is Disney Sidekicks. So, if you listen to this episode or any other episodes, contact me and let me know. And you could be the next winner.
rancher.
You could be Dan. You could be Catherine. You could be the next.
That's right.
So the category is Disney sidekick. So any Disney sidekick, make sure you're following me.
Yeah.
At Libby Farnham.
At Libby Farnham to see and put in your suggestion and your favorite ranting system.
That's right. You got to tell us. You got to be a listener. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, if you have been a listener.
Yes.
One of the things we like to do on an anniversary episode.
Episode.
As you can see, we haven't learned how to talk.
Clearly not.
But we have a special thing planned for our last episode. Mm-hmm. But for this one, we wanted to do kind of like a follow-up podcast walkthrough of...
We usually do of every episode.
Of our life with this podcast mm-hmm, so far. Mm-hmm. Since especially this is about our fifth year doing it, sixth season. Yeah. Don't ask me how I got it, Miss Kelly.
I don't know how you got it. I've been saying that we've been doing it 5 years, and now I'm really hurt.
Now it's been 5 years.
I'm just going to say
But sixth season.
I'm going to keep going.
I don't know how it worked. I don't know what I messed up, but I did. And see, there's the joy of podcasting right
You
there.
Could mess up, you could not. Yeah. We don't know.
And you know what? There's nothing we can
do about
it. That's
how you make great art. You mess it up, and you look at it, and you're like, that's really good.
So we wanted to kind of run down what people ask us on a daily basis mm-hmm. of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we get lots of questions. We get lots of surprises that we mm-hmm. have one.
Yeah.
And, Libby, you got a few questions that
I did. I got questions, and I also did some polls.
Okay.
Because people love polls.
They do.
So I'll go with our polls that we put out first, because you and I also have strong opinions about those. So I put out a poll. Two of them were polls, mm-hmm. and the rest were Q&A questions. So why do you listen to our podcast? And it is because it's funny and silly, or because it's informational. Informative.
Informative, yeah.
Funnier word. So 100% landslide, 1,000% is because it's funny and silly. While the others did not think it's informative. But I don't think it's so much they didn't think it was informative. I think it's more of some of our friends listen to it and they think it's funny. They're like, oh, that's really funny. Like, you guys are funny.
I think... to say we're informative, I mean, I think we give out some things about facts about stuff.
And ourselves.
I mean, we like to not be... We're not set on a platform to be educational.
That's right.
No. We are not set to be... We are giving our opinions on things mm-hmm. and what we enjoy about stuff.
Right. And we know other people don't have the same of opinion as us, and that's okay.
That's right.
So, our next one is... Have you ever wanted to start your own podcast after listening to our podcast? Mm. We have Yes, I Have with 71%.
Okay.
Versus No, I Just Like to Listen with 29%.
Okay.
So this is something that we've both talked about that a lot of people have come up to us like, oh yeah, I listened to your podcast. I wanted to start a podcast, which we'll get more into that about later. So questions that I get regularly, and I know you get them sometimes too, I have several ones that we usually get asked, and so one of them that we did get asked was, what is your favorite part about doing the podcast?
Okay, so what is your favorite part about doing the podcast?
So I would say, I think one, it's getting to say stuff that we normally wouldn't talk about so much with other people.
Okay.
And also, though it's a conversation, I like knowing that somebody else is listening and being like, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Or, like, they just kind of leave us on and they enjoy the company of us being there.
Okay.
What is yours?
I think what I have grown and loved to enjoyed about doing the podcast is I enjoy sometimes coming up with things to do. I like to think of what our topics are going to be. Mm-hmm. I like to keep up with things to know what's popular and what is. That I find enjoyment in that. Mm-hmm. I've always found enjoyment of... news and entertainment.
Yeah.
I also love sometimes that we don't talk to each other.
Not
like we don't talk to each other, but we don't always like discuss what.
Yeah, we don't usually
we're
tell
gonna
each other
get
what
ready
we're
to talk about on here. So it's fresh and new when we're here. Mm-hmm. I enjoy sometimes just getting things out.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not like we use this as like a soapbox or like it's like a therapy session, which we know we joke about that a lot. It's more of like we have opinions that we can't usually talk to other people about, so what more of making a platform for ourselves to talk about it?
Yeah.
For somebody to enjoy.
And especially because we do talk about things we love a lot on here.
Yeah.
That sometimes I just feel like it's not so much that no one is listening, it's just like sometimes you just don't have the right way to talk about it or someone doesn't know how to talk to you about it. And on here, it's just so natural to to get those things out and talk about them.
Yeah, it's true.
And we usually agree. So it's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it's not very hard to not talk about
it's
it.
It's not.
And so some questions, these are other questions that we usually get asked on a regular basis as well. So, you know, what's it really all about? Like, what's our podcast all about?
That is a that's a question we get a lot.
Constant question.
And at times, sometimes I make it too struggle. I struggle too much with that question.
Yeah, which now I think because we've recently been asked it quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've come up with the best thing is it's literally about everything, like life, stories, movies, TV shows, pop culture, music. It's about everything and what we also enjoy as well.
Yeah, I think before COVID hit, before quarantine, mm-hmm. we tried to keep it more onto a pop culture base.
Yeah, we did.
And that was like fashion and movies and trends. TV and trends.
And trends, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It grew into, especially because of COVID, of more of like us sharing our experiences in mm-hmm. life and us talking about stories. And,
yeah.
you know, majority-wise, yes, being funny and silly. But in some of the stories we've shared have not always been funny.
No, we've been very serious. Serious.
Yeah, we do get serious every once
in
a
while. It's
true. I think that's what I've loved about it. I've loved when we do our October themed month.
Yeah, that one's a lot
of
fun.
Where we do, you know, more scary stuff.
I agree.
I think it's just kind of about our life and experience and what we love
yeah.
and what we're interested in.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is when somebody's like, oh, well, you know, like, but, like, really, what's it about? It's about that. I mean, it's yeah. just about two sisters who are trying to, one, we're just kind of figuring out life,
yeah.
but we're also, we have life situations that have happened to us.
Yeah.
And also pop culture things that we enjoy and music-wise.
Yeah, and just our opinions on it. So I guess, like, the best way to describe it is ours is about life mm-hmm. and pop culture.
Yeah, and that's the best way I can always, I've better now than I used to then when someone would
yeah.
ask. So the next question is, how do y'all keep it going? Like, how do you keep it up?
So that was always a struggle for me in the beginning. Like,
yeah.
I got really worried. Like, because I saw the statistics. Like, when I went to look mm-hmm. up podcasts. And
yeah,
how,
yeah, yeah.
Like, they gave you, like, yeah, once you start doing it, you may be really good. But once
yeah.
you stop, you're over with.
Yeah, it's done.
You're not going to get it back off the ground because you're not going to be, you're not going to have the same momentum.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me for a time because I don't like to get something started and then jump off the
wagon. Well, especially because if you put, I think what's kind of sad is there's a lot of podcasts that I even followed that ended during
mm-hmm.
quarantine. And to me personally, that just kind of sucked because you have quarantine where there was nothing happening because everything was shut down. And so when I thought about it, I was like, oh crap, we're not going to have this. We're
yeah.
not going to have that.
I really
figured, we figured out that, like, oh, well, no, we can still do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, we have, well, I mean, I do. I feel like I have ruts of, like, not being able to come up with a topic or
yeah, I mean,
not knowing what to talk about.
There are some times where the podcast topic is, like, really
we
last
really have
minute.
To figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still somehow really make a flow of, well,
yeah.
at least I think we do. I think we make it really go well.
I agree.
But it's a struggle. Like, I think about it all the time. I'm at a relaxed stage with the podcast.
Yeah, I don't really get as scared or nervous as I used to, because I don't really look at the numbers anymore, or I try not to ask you anymore about
yeah.
the numbers, because I feel like the numbers can get in your head.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we have this many this way, but we have this many that way, and if the numbers are this high, then they're going to be that low, and it's just a lot of stuff.
And I think also we have learned not to panic. Like, if we can't get the podcast recorded on a Tuesday and get
right.
it out by Wednesday, it's going to be okay. We can record it later on that week, and it's
right.
just going to be a later podcast. That's
yeah.
all I can say.
And to me personally, I think what's good about it is, one, we are sisters.
Yeah.
Two, we live together already.
Yeah.
And three, we don't have, like, oh, well, we have to have the studio open, or we have to go to that, because our studio is our house. Like, it's our
yeah.
home. It's our place.
It does make it easier, and
yeah.
the fact that I think that we both don't panic at the same time.
Yeah.
It also helps.
I agree.
But I can understand where that is a huge struggle.
Especially if you pour a lot of money.
Because it was like the number one thing I saw.
Yeah, like, you're going to stop after 5 episodes.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
After 10 episodes.
But look at us
was
now.
It, yeah, wow.
We're in season 5. Season 6.
Yeah.
What season yeah. are we in, Katie?
6. It says 6.
It's 6. Oh, no. 7?
No,
what is it?
No, it's 666. Yeah. Saints number.
Don't think about it.
I don't love
and
that.
And I think if you say 777, that's Jesus' number.
Yeah, no.
Don't quote me on that. Actually, do
quote. Don't quote me.
It wasn't me to quote on. It was my coworker. She recently said that. So quote her on it.
Okay.
Her name is Sarah. Just so you know.
Okay. We're just going to
air that on out.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. No problem there.
So the next question we get asked a lot.
Asked?
What? No. We get asked.
Oh,
okay. Someone asked. Have you all ever offended someone? I'm going to be brutally honest. Can I answer this one?
Absolutely.
I've had about three people come up to me. One of them came up to me. One of them DM'd me, so that was about the Stephen King novel. But I had one of them come up to me, and they were like, you know, what you said in your last episode, it kind of, you know, like, I'm not old. Like, I'm not old. Yeah. I'm Generation X. Like, I'm not old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ancient.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not the boomers. And I was like, this is why I don't like your generation.
Have we ever called Generation X old?
We have a lot of rants about Generation X. You called them forgettable.
Well, that was what I was thinking.
I mean, that's an honest problem.
Some of my best friends are Generation X.
Yeah, we love them. They're knocking on 50 now.
But they are forgettable.
Yeah, they are forgettable. Yeah, no offense, but you are forgettable.
Let's not lie. Everybody thinks boomer, Millennial, Gen Z.
They never remember you guys.
And it's okay, because I think Alpha's going to be forgettable.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. You really think so? You think Gen Z's going to overtake
Alpha
that one?
Alpha started strong.
So you think it's every third generation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's like,
Wait, so you think the greatest generation, and then it's boomers, right?
Yeah.
And then it's millennials.
Well, it was the
and
silent generation, greatest generation.
Right.
Boomers. Yeah.
But no one forgot about the boomers.
No, they're rememberable. So silent generation.
Silent. Oh, well, because they're silent.
Silent.
Didn't remember.
Yeah.
Yikers.
And then the
hello, darkness, my old friend. They're silent for a reason. They're in the ground. That's why they're silent. Am I offending anyone?
Yeah, there might be some silence.
I know a man who was alive during New York was being built. So I think he's a silent generation, right?
I know. You're not talking about the right person.
I think there's no way
that man was alive.
Yikers! He's not silent. He's gone.
I'm just saying. But right. I don't think we've ever called them old.
Okay, sure.
I have to go back. You have to tell me the
episode. I'm stuttering.
I need the facts. I think we just called you forgettable, which I don't think is the worst.
That's not offensive. We're totally not being offensive calling you forgettable.
Yeah.
silly goose.
There's so many worse things to be told.
I feel like I've offended more people than you have.
The Xennials. The ex-millennials.
Okay.
That's even more embarrassing.
Is that real?
Yes.
You didn't make that up?
Xennials?
Okay. I don't like it. It sounds very close to something else, if you know what I'm talking about. Xennials?
Now, they're nincompoops.
Oh, gosh. Well, there they go. See, we totally have not offended. And then we've also had people, like, question us about stories that we've told on the podcast.
Oh.
And they're not, like, about you, and I hope you're not offended. But, like, they might be about you, so maybe be offended.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We're telling our life experiences. And if you didn't sound good in one of our stories, then...
Sounds like a problem.
It sounds like a you problem.
And I don't know. We've never really had someone, like, get outraged about it.
No, because we will operate, and I know I've said this before, if you ever watched The Help or you've read the book.
We operate by The Help.
operate by that method.
That's right.
We tell our story, we change the names,
mm-hmm.
and if you happen to recognize yourself in them, you probably don't want to be associated with it.
And you don't want to eat our pie.
No.
Just saying.
This poopy.
And so our last one, which is when we get all the time,
mm-hmm.
is it all scripted? The answer is no.
I don't know how you could ever think these
are
scripted.
I think
like, out of the gate, the way you started, that would never be scripted.
Right? Like, who would script that?
Can you
that?
Imagine you writing down, I'm going to start off the podcast talking about people listening to us in the shower.
Naked.
And you handing that to me and me being like, oh, yes, great.
Good job.
Libby would never tell me that because she knows.
I'm just going to write it out.
It would be immediately no.
Yeah.
Immediately no.
Naked and afraid? I don't think so.
What would make you start? And then it would just go down a whole question. Why would you want to start the podcast off that way?
I don't even
know. What about that wind sound creepy and weird? What about it?
What about it, man?
So it's best just for you to come out with it immediately.
I think that's the thing that people get really, not frustrated by, but confused by. Is they're always like, what do you mean it's not scripted? It's not scripted. Like, we have, okay, we're going to talk about this. Like, we have a chart right now in front of our face.
Yeah, with what our topics are,
so we both know. But we don't, like, we do not have words or anything of that nature.
Yeah, and we have, individual papers
of
our things that we want to take notes on.
Yeah.
But we go off notes immediately.
Obviously.
Yeah, immediately.
But I know that there are, if you're listening to podcasts like, you know, like I listen to one that's not sponsored, by the way. It's called Crime Hub. It is a scripted podcast because he's talking about murders that have happened. Mm-hmm. And then if you listen to, like, I guess if you listen to a biblical-based one, it's going by the Bible, so it's a scripted one.
So you're going to want to have something in front of your face.
If you're going to a historical version of a podcast, it's going to be scripted. And so for us, we don't have to worry about it because our topic is not really scripted.
No, it is a more conversational-based, and it's also our opinions.
Right.
So it's not exactly like, we have things we want to keep facts to if we're talking about something like movies or, you know, certain characters and things, or some historical things we have talked about, like if we've talked about certain murder cases.
Right.
But other than that, this is really a us podcast. Like, our opinions are the ones being out here. Yeah. So if you don't like our opinions, then also you probably won't like our podcast.
Then go to the door and don't let it hit ya. Or do.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, listen to our opinions.
Put your clothes on first.
Rant about it later.
Oh.
Okay.
What?
No.
Did you just tell them that they should make their own podcast about the ranting desserts? Imagine if there was a podcast, and not that I think anybody should do this, or maybe you should, and it's called The Ranting About the Ranting Sisters. Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
I don't want to listen to it, because you're probably going to be mean to me, which, you know what? That's rude. Okay? Katie did talk about your generation, which I know it's Generation Xers that are going to come out for us.
Zillennials.
I don't even know why you keep... I don't even know what that is! Zillennials? That sounds like something from Star Trek. What species are you? Zillennial.
No,
it also sounds something else. Okay?
It's Gen X.
Do you know what I'm saying it sounds like? I think you do. Zillennials? Okay? Do I need to say any more?
It's Gen
Zillennials? You just made it up. You were like, I'm going to say something not inappropriate. While I'm over here talking about naked people, you're over there saying Zillennial. Do I need to say any more?
It's Generation X and Millennials. Yes, it is.
I know one chick who thinks she's one, and she's lying.
Because there's Boom Xers.
No Boom Xers. Now you just made that up. Where's the silence great generation? The silent great?
There's Millennials.
The silent greats. Is that what they're called? Yeah, well, they're in the dirt.
There's Millennials. Yeah.
No.
Gen Zs and
is this
Millennials.
Is something you found online? Do you have any facts? See, this is where you need facts, because I think you just made it
up. I don't think I need facts.
Zillennials. No. You know what that sounds like? I'll tell you later. Naked people, no. Zillennials. No, no set.
Don't tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
I'm not going to care.
No.
But I am going to prove it.
You know what's one thing I will let y'all in on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a little backstory. Whenever we say on the podcast, I'll tell you later, I'll give you the name later. We never give each other the name later. We never tell, because we don't remember.
Yeah, no.
This is like a big blackout. I don't listen to this unless I'm told I have to. Okay? I do not go back and be like, Katie, you know what? I'm going to tell you what that meant.
No.
I know, well, I will remind you later because I'm thinking of something and I think you know what I'm saying.
So. I don't care.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't care at all.
But no, all that to be said, clearly, this is not scripted, guys.
Clearly.
So if you ask us, is it scripted? No. Why? Because I'm helping you.
Yeah, sure.
It's not scripted.
No, it's not scripted.
So if you hear papers and you're like, but there's something papery.
Oh, I love the way we've turned this into ASMR.
ASMR? Making up words. Zillennials. That's just our booklets, okay? Oh, yeah. Katie's mainly the one that makes paper noises, not me.
Oh!
But, it's like your buttons over there. But, that is just our booklet. Oh, whoa, that is something else right there. That is something else. But all that to be said, no, we're not scripted.
No.
Okay, we are authentically ourselves.
Yeah, yikes.
Clearly.
Yikes.
But, that's all of them.
All of our QAs?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and you know, when you put out the poll about, well, do you want to have your own podcast, I thought that was so interesting.
Because one of your things that you're going to talk about is about that.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, like, there are a lot of podcasts, and there are some people that we know have started up some.
Yeah.
But we had, a little while ago, someone who started up a podcast.
Yes, a wee little one.
And they didn't do the platforming right.
Yeah.
And when they were told to come to us, because we had had one, and we were the only ones people knew that had one, that was, like, local. There were some things that, I'm not going to lie, did rub me the wrong way.
Right, right, right.
One, if you're going to come to us for some information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I can only tell you of what I did when Libby came to me over the podcast. Well, one, I told her no.
Yeah.
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
And then I went and Googled it.
Right.
And did all the research. And then I was like, well, maybe this is a possibility.
Right, right. Because, you know, Zillennials.
Zillennials, you know.
You know?
And I don't, what is the, you know, kind of thing? Yeah. So I did all the Googling and for it. And so I went with what I know. And it ain't broke, so don't fix it.
Right.
And this person became, I thought, not only did not really ask our opinion, well, one, the person only came to you about it.
Yeah, they only came to me, and also, this person didn't know how to do technology of a podcast quite right. And, you know, you can have a, I'm gonna be really honest, can I be really honest? Is you can have a YouTube page, you can have YouTube videos, YouTube stories, you can have all that, and you don't have to make it a podcast.
No.
So when we talk about why we don't, why we do mainly a podcast platform is because we do not want to be seen all the time. Like right now, I'm in my pajamas, I don't really want to be seen right now, but I'm talking and doing what we usually do.
Yeah.
And when you want a YouTube page or you want a YouTube diary or whatever it is you want, you can do that on a separate platform.
Yeah.
But it is very hard to get your podcast. Usually, podcast people start off this way.
Yeah.
And then they work their way to a YouTube platform where they you can see them talking.
And that's just the usual platform. And so, when someone comes up to you and they've never done it before.
Yeah.
And you give them the best information you can. And they're just kind of very dismissive afterwards.
Well, yeah.
Or what I really loved is their criticism of ours.
Well, they're also not. Yeah. When we've had people come up and ask us questions before, but they normally just kind of like, well, I could never do that.
Yeah.
But this person was particularly like, not asking questions to us, they were asking questions at us.
Yeah.
And the way someone will ask a question to us is like, oh, well, you know, like, how do you come up with a topic? Well, how long do you think that would take for you to do that? This person was more of like, well, why do you do it that way?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should do it this way. Well, I think that's the way I'm going to do it. Well, I think I'm going to do it. And that's not asking us a question. That's asking at us.
And I immediately shut down.
I immediately said and this person did want to ask me a lot of questions. You got offended because the person, what did they say to you?
It was when you said, well, sometimes we tell life stories, and they sometimes are about people we know.
Yes.
And this person linked me to, well, I haven't sounded gossip.
Yes.
And I thought,
rude.
It was just one of those things that took me immediately out. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the one that made me really angry was they had looked at me, and they were like, well, you know, like, it sounds scripted. Is it scripted? And I said, no, it's not. And they, oh, well, it sounds like it then. And I was like, oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it was a very unpleasant
thing. And we usually deal with those things pretty well, because I usually go with, well, yeah, that's the point of it.
Yeah.
Is the point of us is to sound not scripted, because we don't want to sound like robots all the time.
Yeah, good robot.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, we don't want to sound like we're reading off of a piece of paper all the time.
No.
And
I just think that, also, different platforms, too, call for different things.
Right.
And a big question sometimes, and I know some people even that we know that are from our church atmosphere, know that we don't get into a lot of church, like, Bible-based things. And, and again, in the historical context, you need to get facts and things correct, and we just don't do that.
No.
Because we're funny, and we're being silly, and I think there are times and places for that, but when you're going into that, you need to be extremely put together for it, and you do have to have a good script, and you do have to have your numbers and things correct.
Well, also, you have to,
because when you're doing one like that, and, you know, you're doing a book of the Bible, and one of the people look and say, oh, I didn't even know Jonah was a book in the Bible, immediately I'm taken out.
Immediately, no. Immediately, I'm out.
And I'm going to be honest with you, that was the last of that I ever viewed.
Well, also, you need to realize...
Don't tell me how to live and do if you don't even know how things work.
True story. That's when you're a teenager, you haven't had a lot of life.
Yeah.
Also, you have to realize that you need to listen to other podcasts before you do your own podcast. Not going to be like, well, I know so much. I'm only 16 years old and I know so much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. We came off with this podcast because we listen to podcasts like Ear Biscuits.
Yeah.
We've said that 50 million times. Office Ladies.
Yeah. Our big inspiration has always been, because it's a two-based thing, mm-hmm. have always been Red and Link.
Yep.
They're best friends, and we run on kind of that platform except for being sisters. And even the Office Ladies, they're best friends, mm-hmm. and we run off that platform off of each other.
Yeah.
We think sometimes a third person might make it a little awkward. Yeah, and we like to keep it more on the two base.
Yeah, and also you have to realize that all because you have the fancy things, and, you know, this is just in particular because this person thought it was so great. It's all because you have microphones, and you have the studio, and you have the table, and you got, you know, the earphones and the earbuds and all that crap. All because your podcast platform has all that doesn't mean it's any good.
No.
And also, I hate to break it to you, if you have all that doesn't mean your podcast, like it did, is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Because
if you cannot keep it going.
No.
It's not going to matter what you spend on it.
Right.
A failed podcast is a failed podcast that doesn't go anywhere.
Right. I mean, like, when you were in one part and you've just fell off.
When you can't even believe in your podcast enough to keep it going, nobody else is going to keep listening to it. And that's just our idea. But we've gotten to the point now where we kind of have our own ideas thing, and we kind of settle on them.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to hear from us...
That's okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm not going to get offended, but don't expect me to listen to a Bible-based podcast when you don't know your Bible.
Like the book of Jonah.
But we do have some episodes, and there's some episodes we thought we would talk about that are our favorites.
Yes.
And a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay.
I want to know what I'm going with.
Okay, so number three of one of my favorites was, you can't burp and be sophisticated at the same time.
There it is.
This is from April 16th, 2020.
Wow.
Okay, this was a COVID episode. This was when we were, I can tell in our voices, beginning to struggle. Because we've been hit with this virus and we don't know where to go with it. Yes. So we did the best we could.
Mm-hmm.
This is during a COVID Easter where you give a recipe of a cake you made.
Wow.
But you're going to repeat this year.
I know.
Yeah. Our mom.
Yes.
During this Easter in particular, got super sick.
Yeah, she did. And we never talk about it
at all in the podcast at all. Our mom was new to dialysis and she got really sick. At Easter, at the dining room table, like pass out, vomiting sick.
Yeah, never said a single word.
Couldn't get her out of her passed out.
Yeah.
Had to call the ambulance, a fireman came in.
She's, mind you, that happened the Sunday before we filmed,
recorded the podcast.
We did Tuesday, so it was before.
The fireman came in, they couldn't get her to quit vomiting.
Yeah.
Finally, the emergency people came in. Gave her some fluid, and that was the issue. She was new to dialysis. We were all new to it.
Right.
And it was thrown in. We never hint to it at all. We never talk about it
at all. Keep on trucking, baby.
We just keep moving. You can just tell we sound tired.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's happening in life.
Nope.
And we don't in this episode. And it's very clear. We also reviewed Parasite in this episode.
Really?
Which, ironically, we just talked about.
Wow.
We only gave it a B+, though. We were really harsh on movies.
We were.
I feel like now I would give Parasite an A.
I can see that.
We did criticize the acting in it, so it must have had some bad acting at times, but we really enjoyed it.
Wow, that's
kind of
interesting.
Yeah, and we kind of spoiled it a little bit.
Oh, well, that's
lovely. So if you haven't seen it, you may not want to.
Not listen to that.
We also still have music in the background.
Do we? Yeah. One of mine, we still have music.
We got rid of that one of these years.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites because I like to go back and think of what went on.
And really?
That's another reason I enjoy the podcast is I like to think of what we were in at that time. Number two for me is a very early on one.
Okay.
It's from September 19th of 2019. Be kind and eat that pizza.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a Mean Girls episode. Mm-hmm. This is one where you tell your traumatizing story of your mean
pizza.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yes. And I tell mine too.
Yeah.
So we started making up a lot of things in this one.
Mm-hmm.
We had funny sayings we started doing in this podcast.
Okay.
We started, you did the month thing, you know, where you ranted about September babies?
Yes.
Yeah, you're really nice in this one. Really? We really changed that real quick. You started your September babies in this
really?
One.
Wow, really? Okay.
This one was both, I think, an episode that's funny, but also a little deeper of ours.
Okay.
Because I also love calling you Little Libby this one.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Because Little Libby was having issues.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of our earlier episodes. We also act a lot more reserved in that episode.
Really?
Yes. A lot more quieter in that episode.
Wow. Okay.
Not as jokey as we got to during after quarantine.
Yeah, because one of mine were a little not as,
My number one has been my number one since we've done it.
Really?
It's February 1 of 2022.
Okay.
It is, we have our white lab coats on.
Yes,
this is the one where we do the personality. Oh, I love it. To me, this 2022 episode has set up our podcast ever since then.
Really?
Yes. The idea of sometimes where we get on here and we try to understand things and we break things apart. That's the thing I've always loved about, that's what makes me excited about the podcast.
Yeah.
It's when we decide to do something. Like when we review all the Star Trek movies, all the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may not love everything fandom, but I love the idea of being open enough to, let's give it a try.
Why not?
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is where, to me, this episode, we shine and we've gone off
shine
from.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I just love it.
I agree.
Us breaking down the Enneagrams and personalities.
Yeah, that's a big one.
We love proving them wrong. Mm-hmm. We talk about all our personality traits in this one.
Yeah.
This one says Xander. We still have background music in this one, too.
Really?
So we must have stopped at some point after.
I think there was an episode
where I had to redo it again.
Yeah.
Because the background music was too loud.
Yeah. There was a time there where we did have background music, which I know there was a time where we had someone that was like, oh, yeah, it's a little too loud. I can't hear you. And to be honest, now that we don't have it, it is not as distracting when you're trying to get a snippet.
I agree.
Or when you're trying to hear us talk and we're not yelling over it.
But I love the way we talk about it. We're very vulnerable in this episode because you talk about being a 9 and I talk about being an 8.
That's very true.
We also made some of our friends do it, too.
Yeah, we did.
But my favorite episode still is, to this day, we have on our white lab coats.
Wow, okay. So I tried to be really different, okay?
Okay.
I tried to not go as much as I usually do.
You think I'm a repeater?
No, I don't think you're a repeater. I just wanted to be a little bolder, you know? Choose differently.
Choose wisely.
And also, I went through some of my notes for some of these episodes. So I tried to remember as much as I could.
Okay.
Because I was trying to remember stuff, because some of the notes I tried to find, I don't know where they are. But they're in different notebooks.
We've been through a pandemic.
Through a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
So I go from bottom to top. Did you ever hear in those episodes what I said?
Oh, you know what?
I bet I said it.
I didn't have a top three in any of mine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of mine, my number three on my list, is called Nothing Good Happens at 3 a.m.
Oh,
this is from October 11th. This is from 2019. This is one of our very first
October.
Yeah. So I specifically remember getting the research for all of the different stories we were going to do. I watched YouTube videos.
Yep.
I read books at the bookstore. I tried to pick ones that were, based in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And these were like hometown, horror, scary stories. And I remember getting hooked up on a lot of YouTube channels, trying to get every single one of them as much as I could. In this one, we talk a lot about our scary stories. We talk about things that have happened to us.
Yeah.
We talk about, not staying up till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then
I also tell
stories about how
we were
at a house.
Still trying to believe
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell stories about how I was at a house and it was 3:50-something and something was going on. I think this one is fun because I specifically remember doing a lot of research because you had told me I needed to figure out where it was at. I needed to know where it was in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Landmarks, things like that. So this one, I specifically remember also recording it in here and the ambiance. I don't know why I remember it, but it was very fall. Like, I think we had orange lights or something going on.
Okay.
But it was kind of cool.
Oh.
Don't ask me what.
Okay? You need that vibe.
I just like that. And I also, when I listen to this episode, we sound very like...
Yeah.
Prim, proper. Like, I am definitely reading off of my book a lot. I'm making slight jokes, but not a ton, because I'm trying to keep up with everything. Also, I think somewhere in this, I talk about the stable boy.
Oh, that's a favorite of mine. If I'm not
wrong, this is stable the stable boy.
Is that where I call him the horse boy?
Yes, and I'm trying to get
you... Stop saying horse boy. It's stable boy.
Stable boy.
Yeah.
So this is a very good episode. I think it's funny to listen to because it's from 2019. Also, we sound very different.
Yeah, I agree.
Personally,
my voice really annoys me. Not to say that it's not, of course, annoying now.
Yeah.
It annoys me in the 2019
episodes. It is very hard for me to listen to later, earlier episodes.
You sound so little sometimes in those.
I know. Well, in 2019, I was 18. Also, I'm trying really hard not to talk very much.
Oh.
I'm trying to get the facts right because it's in North Carolina.
That's right.
So this one is a good one to listen to just because I feel like it shows our growth in the October episodes.
Because
we started off in North Carolina and now we've kind of gone off.
Yeah, we do all different kinds of things. Halloween things.
So number two on my list is more of a recent one. I can't believe it's as old as it was. I seem to remember it. But it is Me and Taylor Are Frenemies. It is from, surprisingly, listen to this. I found it and I know this was sick. It's by Taylor Swift, obviously.
Okay.
And it is from April 13th.
Her lucky number.
Her lucky number!
What?
It is from 2021. This is actually our review on Fearless.
Fearless Taylor's version.
And we also
It was a great one.
No, it wasn't. This was interesting because we actually went back and listened to a lot of different Taylor Swift episodes.
Mm.
Listened to different things from her. We listened to the original Fearless and then we listened to the Fearless.
Yeah.
We actually listened to this quite a number of times.
Okay.
And what is funny in this episode is actually I love thinking about how much controversy I start in a Taylor Swift episode.
Yeah, you do.
You always put Taylor Swift in the episode and people that I know personally.
Are Taylor fans.
And so I love to Swifties. Think that sometimes when they listen to this, like, I'm so into it. I love it, though, because what's funny is that's how I feel. I mean, I think it's funny to stir the pot with Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
And in this episode, I really stirred the pot.
I was about to say, this is probably
Fearless
our most...
is really...
really Taylor
not my favorite not my favorite album, which I talk about. We both say that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not big fans of it. We think it's just okay. And I think that's kind of what we end it with. So that is one of my favorites. Also, it's one of a big, highly listened to one.
Mm-hmm.
So number one on my list is one that I actually really like listening to it now and even when we recorded it then.
Okay.
So it is May 3rd of 2023. It's called Don't Be a Baby About It.
Okay.
So this episode is actually named after a phrase of friend of ours who is in the play. This is after I did my play, Bridesmaid.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about what I felt like after it and kind of like what it was like growing up and being older.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a phrase that our director's husband said.
Yeah.
And he said, just don't be a baby about it.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying it, and we talked about on the podcast that why is growing up so hard?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the premise of this episode's about. And we both talk about being older, what it's like being adults, what they don't tell you it's like.
We talk about that often on the podcast.
We do.
The struggle of adulthood.
I don't know why, I don't know why, but this episode to me personally, I like it a lot because... I feel like it's what a lot of people need to hear about.
Yeah.
Especially with your age and my age and any age, really, if you're being in adulthood, early age, is that, you know, like, you'll feel like a baby no matter what.
Yeah.
And growing up is hard. Like, there is no easy platform of how you're going to get through life.
No.
You go in college, it's still not going to be easy.
No.
And we talk about it a lot in this episode, and we get kind of serious in this episode, too.
I think so. We have a couple of the adult ones. Where we talk about adulthood or growing up
Or how adults talk to other adults.
Yeah.
And we kind of talk about how even you could be in your, you know, you could be in your 60s, and you feel like it's still rough growing up.
Yeah, it's rough.
And I would say that this episode is very raw.
Oh.
I know. And also, it's an episode that I strongly recommend going back and listening to if you want to hear a point of view of how it is. It is rough. And it's okay to think it's rough growing up.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I really like how we talk in this episode, too.
Oh, really?
We're very mature.
Oh, we do have a few episodes like
that. I know.
I know that shocks people. But we do have a few episodes where we're very mature. I've truly enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah.
I think I've grown. I think I'm a better speaker with people because of the podcast. There are things I notice, like, in, like, situations of talking to people. The podcast has given me a way of lesser anxiety towards.
I agree. I don't feel as nervous when I get handed a mic and I'm told you need to speak in front of everyone. It's kind of second nature because you don't have to worry as much. And it's sometimes, I've learned that it's better off the cuff than on a piece of paper where you're reading it off. And I think it's sometimes better to have that up your sleeve than having to read off of a piece of paper all the time.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it also gives me ideas, too. Like, I think about this interaction with this person. Hey, how did this affect me? Maybe I should talk about this at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if this person, you know, hurt your feelings, maybe I can talk about it, you know, and find out more about it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And, you know, you have to remember also that our podcast is not a gossip platform, and it's not a click platform.
No.
It is, for us, it's our point of view on life and how people talk to us. And, you know, it was a good situation or it could have been a bad situation.
And, in general, it's just how we felt about the situation.
Yeah, and it's not anything to be like, oh, well, we have to talk about this because it's going to really get some juice out of that person. No. It's the way we felt and how it was said.
The way we felt. And we don't speak on anything that isn't from our perspectives of us in that scenario.
And we legally cannot say names, so don't worry about that, okay? Yeah.
But gossiping, in general, would be if we were talking about someone else's scenario in another situation.
That is what it's
that
about.
We weren't involved in.
Yeah.
These are situations we were involved in. This is how we saw it. This isn't just the, like, our truth type thing.
No,
this is how it happened. And, you know, some people just don't like that being told
and maybe
again.
Maybe you were that person and
don't
you just don't
do
like
things
it.
That you don't want other people
That's
to talk about.
That's right.
But in general, I have enjoyed this podcast. This podcast has grown from a suggestion for kids to not forget our voices.
Yeah, to now it's people listening to us that we don't even really know.
No.
Which is crazy to think about.
It is. And the fact that people listen. The fact that you guys listen and enjoy our podcast and come to us. And in general, we get very many compliments. And
we do. But we clearly aren't robots because I just glitched right there. And we do not want you not to tell us that you're listening.
No.
Which we say that in every podcast episode. But it is nice to know, like, if you have an opinion or something, tell us about it.
Let
us know.
That's right. And if you want to start your podcast and you have questions for us, be open and we'll answer them.
That's
Just be nice to us.
Yeah.
And you know what? You should be following at
Liv Farnung Metz
and at Livy Farnung.
Got it!
For polls and photos, and you need to keep up so you can give the next makeup look like Catherine and Dan.
That's right. Yeah. Disney sidekicks, so make sure you have it opened and ready for me.
That is exciting.
So not nervous. Hey, and if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
Yeah, tell us what your favorite episode is. And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Facebook Ranting Sisters group with memes and polls and all kinds of things.
And the Wheel of Makeup will travel down there, too.
That's right!
Thank you guys for listening for as long as you have been, whether it's been from the very beginning in 2019 or it's just been a few weeks ago.
Or just right now.
That's right.
You know?
Right now is your first episode.
That's right.
Way to go, you.
Yeehaw.
All right. Well, we have one more episode left in March.
One more.
And we plan it to be kind of a fun one.
It's
going to
be good, guys.
You know, I don't want to say anything, but maybe
it'll be
a team
X-rated.
Effort.
X-rated.
No, it won't be.
All right, guys. Bye.